The question today is, what was behind the manifestation of the Lord in the Scriptures? And I've said that you have to have a manifestation of the Lord for there to be any kind of deliverance, whether it be physical or spiritual. You have to have a manifestation for healing of the body, also for being saved. There has to be a manifestation. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to see some kind of a 90-foot Jesus or something like that, but he has to manifest himself in power and glory to you for you to be saved or delivered. And so what's behind the manifestation of the Lord in the Scripture? And we've looked at the Old Testament as we saw some of those things. First of all, some will say, well, it's crying out. And we saw how the children of Israel cried out. And there was a manifestation of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them by the blood. Took 10 plagues before they found out what would work, but they found out the blood works. And then Bartimaeus cried out and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he was healed that day as the Lord manifested himself to him. Then some say it's fasting, and we use Nineveh as an example of that, how that they fasted and from the message which Jonah preached, and God heard and answered and delivered them from the judgment, and it was 150 years before they were ever judged for their sin. And then some say it's just faith is what you've got to have for the Lord to manifest himself. And of course, Mark 2, there's 4 men who carried the paralytic up on the rooftop, tore up the roof, let that man down at the feet of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he healed that man, and he walked away with his pallet, and his sins were forgiven him at that time. And faith was behind that day the manifestation of our Lord there, and he manifested his power and glory. And some say it's singing and praising, and they used Jehoshaphat, or at least I used Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, seized by Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir, outnumbered, but yet they obeyed the Lord and appointed singers and praisers. And when they sang and praised the Lord manifested himself, and all the people of his enemies turned on themselves and were all killed out in that place they were in. And it took 3 days to gather up the spoil. Some say it's preaching. Use Philip at Samaria, how he preached and revival broke out because the Lord manifested himself there. Then some say it's praying, and of course on Pentecost they have gathered in the upper room when the power of God fell, Holy Ghost fell upon them, and as a result there was a great manifestation of our Lord that day, and before the day was over, 3,000 were saved. And then some say you've got to continue in the Word of the Lord for Him to manifest Himself. And I know that John 8:31-32, Jesus told those Jews that said they believe, but they believe with the head and not the heart. But He told them, if you'll continue in My Word, then shall you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. In other words, you'll encounter a manifestation of the Lord in spiritual deliverance. And yet they reared up and said, we've not been in bondage. They did not continue. And Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. They didn't see the manifestation of the Lord. But I used last time, and this is, of course, part 3 today, but this is, I used last time the woman with an issue of blood, how she had went for 38 years and did all she knew to do and had to find out what wouldn't work so she could find out what would. And the Lord manifested His power on her, and she was healed when she touched the hem of His garment. Then the man at the pool of Bethesda, there he was. He had continued all those years. Now, the man at the pool of Bethesda has won 38 years. The woman wasn't that much. But it yet, I got him backwards there, so you'll forgive me for that. But the pool of Bethesda, of course, he continued. He did what he knew to do, but he's crippled and he couldn't help it. But he was the only one that Jesus touched that day because his life, he continued. He stayed put, and Jesus manifested himself and lifted him up. And then I think of another woman who continued, and this is where we got to in yesterday's broadcast. But it said, I think of the woman who wouldn't take no for an answer in Matthew chapter number 15. Verse number 22 through 28, we talk about the Syrophoenician woman. She is a Gentile, and Gentiles were looked upon like dogs. But the Bible said here that, verse 22, behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But when he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now she cried out. She had faith, but yet she also continued. She didn't take no for an answer. She wouldn't back off, even though it seemed that the Lord stiff-armed her and pushed her away, if you please, because she is a Gentile. But He knew what He was doing. He was causing her faith to reach out. And she continued, in other words, and the Lord manifest Himself to her, and her daughter was made whole that very hour. And in other words, she got the answer she needed at that time because she continued. So, some say you've got to continue if you want the Lord to do something. And then there's other times in the Scripture, there's not anything that's recorded. In other words, behind some, for instance, Legion, the one we call Legion, he's really the maniac of Gadara, in which there was a legion of devils, which was 5,000 demons in him, and the demons answered out, our name is Legion. But in Mark chapter 5, verse number 1 through verse number 6, we find the Scripture talks about that as we deal with that in Mark chapter 5, verse number 1 through verse number 6. Let me find that here and turn to that. He says, Mark 5, verses 1 through 6, and they came over into the other side of the sea, crossed the Sea of Galilee, Jesus did, and to the country of the Gadarenes. And in other words, they came there, and when they came on the other side into that country, he was come out of the ship, Jesus, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with the chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. And in other words, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Now, here's 5,000 demons in a man that caused him to run. Now, we don't know what caused him to run. We don't know what's behind the manifestation of Jesus, but Jesus was there at that time. And I believe as we look at it, we know that the Lord did manifest Himself because He cast out those 5,000 demons in 2,000 hogs, and they all run down the slope and were drowned in the sea. And the man, of course, was saved, and it takes that manifestation. Whether you see it or not, it takes Him to manifest Himself in power and glory. So, whatever, nothing's recorded there behind this. And then there's Zacchaeus. We talk about the wee little man, and in Luke chapter 19, verse number 3 through verse number 6, we find he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was of little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked down and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. In other words, here's a little man, but yet nothing's behind what he did as far as what he said other than the fact he just wanted to get a good look at Jesus. Probably he had heard about him or something, and he wanted to get a good look at the Lord. And so he ran and climbed the sycamore tree, and the Lord manifested himself to him and saved him. Then there's a man who's born blind in the book of John, chapter number 9. Verse, and we know this man as we see him. They walk by this man. He's born blind. He didn't come blind later. And the disciples made this statement in verses. Well, it says this in 9:1-3. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. In other words, Jesus come by to do a purpose here to heal this man. He wanted to break the tradition of the Pharisees. And the Bible said in verses 6 through verse number 9, And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing at that time. And so as a result, they kicked him out of the synagogue because he was healed. Now, at this time, they asked him who did it, and he said, I don't know. I just know that this man told me to go wash. I know I'm blind, now I see, but he wasn't saved yet. And yet he made a statement, we know, and they said he's a sinner that did that, and this man spoke up and said, we know that God heareth not sinners. Well, he was lost man speaking, and he doesn't understand. He was lost man speaking traditionally what we know the Pharisees had said, and said God doesn't hear a sinner's prayer. We know He hears not a sinner's prayer. But folks, in Acts chapter 10, we found that God heard Cornelius' prayer and sent a man with the gospel that he might be saved. So God does hear and God does answer a prayer of a lost man. And this man didn't know much, but yet he got kicked out of the synagogue. And the Bible said in verse number 35 through 38 of chapter 9, he said, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he was found, when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Now, the first time he said, Lord, it wasn't from the heart. It wasn't the work of God in his heart. But the thing about it is, here he said he did believe when the Lord revealed himself to him. Now, there's nothing shown as the result behind all this except that God wanted to get glory here and amongst the Pharisees. And he healed this man, manifested himself, healed him, and then also came back by and saved him. Then there's the woman at the well. We don't know what's... there's nothing recorded as why Jesus went that day by that Jacob's well. But we do know John 4:4 said, I must needs go through Samaria. And because he knew the woman was going to be there, but there's nothing recorded of why she was there. So there he was at Jacob's well. He manifested himself and revealed himself to this woman. You see, one thing he did is he dealt with her sin, a problem she didn't deny. She said, yeah, I've got sin in my life in a sense. And then she tried to discuss worship, but Jesus came to the place and spoke some things. But she spoke up and said, we know the Messiah's going to come. And he said, I'm he. In other words, he revealed himself to her. He manifested himself to her that day. And that woman went away, left her water pot, went back into the city and told the men of the city, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She was gloriously saved because the Lord Jesus manifested himself to her that day. So we see then, sometimes there's nothing recorded behind some of the salvation experiences. But we know that the Lord had to manifest himself for people to be saved. So some people think this has to happen or that, but yet some things we see in the Bible that nothing is recorded of what happened. And I believe the reason that the Lord did not say so much specific about many of these salvation experiences is because he knew we would try to imitate it. There'd be somebody try to find Jacob's well and see if they couldn't get saved. There'd be somebody try to climb up a rooftop in essence and get down if he told too much in those areas. But you realize, or climb a sycamore tree like Zacchaeus did. But we know the Lord manifested himself and in his power and glory, and things happened. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.